Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Lionel Greenberg, former councillor for Ward 72 in the city of Johannesburg, talking to us about this initiative where people can log their complaints in terms of infrastructure. Lionel, good morning. Let's try that again. How are you doing?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you, Howard. And good morning to all your listeners in Hi FM land.
So tell us about this Log Now Smart that the Smart City has created.
Howard, we created the Log Now Smart City. You know, once you're a councillor and you learn how the city works and you get IP of how departments operate and the contact details of people and you form relationships, the benefit of Log Now is you go to a single point of presence. I'm going to call it, for some people call it an app. It's a website. You find the relevant department you want to log a complaint about. For example, very prevalent in the Glen Hazel area are the constant water outages. You go to the Log Now website, log your water issue, and the City of Johannesburg Department of Water gets the complaint. And eventually you get a reference number from them. So as opposed to you phoning the City of Johannesburg or phoning Johannesburg Water and having to wait on the line with so many calls which are in the queue, it's terribly frustrating. So that's the reason why we went the electronic route to make the pain of logging a problem less of a hassle for everybody.
So does this now, if I go onto the site and there's a burst water leak pipe outside my house, I go onto the site, I log it there, is that assured that it is going to be logged on the City of Johannesburg website, in their system?
Well, the way it ultimately works, the back end of logging complaints to Joburg Water, you'd normally have to do it by email. They don't have what they call a ticketing system, unlike City Power has a system. So City Power has given us the privilege of what they call working with the back end of the City Power website. So that means when you log a problem with City Power, for example, a street light that's out, the no power at your house, that goes directly into the back end of City Power. So that's ultimately the way it should be working, but all the other departments, unfortunately, do not have a ticketing system in the City of Joburg. So we are really the conduit to make sure that your messages and your complaints are received by the city. How do we guarantee the city actually responds? That's the difficulty that everybody has at the moment.
Although that said, if enough people use a centralized system like this, then your data capturing becomes quite important. And you can present almost back to the city to say, look, we've had 1,000 complaints in the month of January. Only 200 of them were actually dealt with. It gives the city a way to see how they're doing, and it gives residents of the city a way to see if there's been any improvement.
Well, the convenience of using Log Now is as you log your problem, for example, with water or roads or electricity, is at the moment, water and roads, as soon as you log that complaint, it gets put onto a map. That means the City of Johannesburg can see exactly where the problem is without even having to respond to you. They can just merely use the general data that's in a public forum without giving away anybody's first name and surname and their personal details, and the city can respond immediately to that.
Right.
So we've made it a lot easier for the city.
Yeah, that's what I was suggesting, is that it actually helps on both sides. It's almost an outsourced function for the city if they buy into it, which it sounds like they have, if City Power have allowed you to use their back end.
Correct, yes. And, you know, to encourage everybody to go this route, the more people that log, the better it will be, because then you can see the frequency at which the problems are arising. What we have not done as yet is what they call a ticketing system, where you actually have the city responding back via the portal or through other medium back to the residents to say, we've received your complaint. So you do get your complaint number eventually from Joburg Water or the roads department. However, not all departments are working as proficiently as water and roads and City Power. So that's right. Our objective this year, to improve that and streamline that process.
And when did this launch?
We started this project already in 2019, so it's been running quietly in the background initially, there was a solution in the city of Joburg called Look and Log. Mm-hmm. And we took over, I took that over as a counselor and then refined this product as Log Now, which is absolutely, nonpartisan. It's not one bit politically aligned. All residents want is their problem to be acknowledged and attended to. It doesn't matter who the executive is in the city of Joburg. And we need to keep politics out of, in fact, repairing infrastructure in the city of Joburg. And that's the reason why I aligned the solution that way, that there can't be any specific preference saying, okay, well, you're DA, you're ANC, you're EFF. No, that's out of the pot. We are here to just deliver a service to the residents of the city of Joburg and to do it as best as humanly possible.
So just before I let you go, the way in which people would do this, they would go to, give me the address that they would use.
You go to Log Now, lognow.co.za. You would sign up, put in all your basic information, and the reason why you need to sign up with your account information is depending on the type of problem you're logging, certain information is required by the city. That means any time thereafter, once you've signed up, you don't have to keep on putting in your information over and over again. We will take your basic information and let your basic information, depending on the type of problem, be accompanied along with a complaint that the city gets all details about you when you log that relevant complaint to the city. And either way, it runs on your computer, on a browser, or it runs on your cell phone. So there's no difficulty using the solution. And if there's any problem that you're encountering, you can always use info@lognow to log a complaint back with us that we can improve functionality and to try and make the experience as best as possible for all residents in Johannesburg.
Absolutely fantastic. Lionel Greenberg, former councillor for Ward 72 in the city of Johannesburg. Let's hope that this makes a difference to residents.